Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Bloom Podcast. I'm Katie Butler, and today I'll be talking with you guys about my personal experience with mental health. Before we jump into inviting many other people onto the show, I want you to feel a little bit more acquainted with me and know a little bit more about my perspective on mental illnesses and life struggles, and just feel more like a friend than a stranger here. So grab a blanket and some hot tea or coffee or whatever makes you happy, and let's jump into a brief rundown on my life so far. That's not daunting. 16 and a half years ago, I was born to a wonderful woman I hold very close to my heart, who at the time was in college and was single. I have a childhood full of wonderful memories, but also many memories of doubt and confusion regarding if I even had a dad. If so, who is he and where is he and why does he not seem to care about finding out about his daughter? When my mom searched and found who my dad was, as funny as that sounds, we met for the first time and I was overjoyed. But then as I came to realize he already had a family back home that he had started right after my birth, and we couldn't live together and he couldn't be my quote-unquote stay-at-home dad. But I understood that, and a few years later, my mom and my stepdad started dating, and I begged God for him to be my stay-at-home dad. Only, come to find out, I didn't really know what I was getting into, and we've had a lot of arguing issues along the way. However, I truly am grateful for my stepdad and everything he has done for me, so don't get me wrong at all. I just wish I had started off with fewer expectations and been a little bit more willing to adjust to the new environment of two parents telling me what to do earlier on. But somewhat ironically, I'm very grateful for these struggles with both of my dads, as they have led me closer to God, and rather than viewing him as a faraway God who cares nothing about our everyday lives, now I see him as a loving father who perfectly loves me like no one ever will, try as they might. Switching topics a little bit, one theme in my life so far has been abandonment by close friends of mine. And I do not use the term abandonment lightly. I do not count those of my closest friends that have moved away as part of this category, for example. But this all started when I was 2, when I came to believe an individual my mom was dating was my dad. In case you were wondering, he wasn't. But my mom had wanted to marry him, so she didn't discourage me calling him daddy all the time. Regardless, my mom left the relationship and didn't explain to me until this very year why we never saw him again. Meanwhile, I forgot about him, but as a child, she told me, I believed he had left us because I wasn't good enough or I wasn't doing enough or something. I kind of took it to heart. I'm not entirely sure why, but I think this had a very deep impact on my relationships to this day and my kind of severe trust issues. And since then, it's only been reinforced in my head that I always have to be good enough or I'll get left. In total, this has happened 8 times, each time with no real closure, no true explanation. At this point, I've nearly given up on keeping a friend, as they all seem to have something against me that I can't figure out and no one will tell me. If you figure it out, I'd love to know. It's not a selfish thing. I don't hate them for what they do. I would just like to know if there is something wrong that I'm doing that I can fix so that this can stop hurting me so. But still, I drag myself to my feet and keep trying, and I want you to know that the lack of worth we feel when someone leaves or turns against us is absolutely untrue for each of us. None of us has to walk alone in life. We're all worth so much more than goodbyes and endings, and each of these moments and hard times can be used for God's glory and our good. It can be hard not to blame God in our darkest times, but as I read once in Lisa Turkhurst's book, Uninvited, we cannot blame him for what other sinful human beings have committed against us. He gave us free will, so we cannot turn his authority against him and accuse him of being unloving. We cannot take the blame off of those who deserve it and give it on a perfectly loving God. However, this rising from the ashes does not necessarily come without severe trust issues and multiple mental illnesses. If you're curious as to what those are for me, in the past year, I have been diagnosed with both social anxiety and general anxiety disorders, and depression and insomnia, and it has been a struggle to get to where I am today, and I'm still not completely well. In the past, I struggled with self-harm and suicidal thoughts, but that period in my life is over. Now it's different things. Now I'm a homeschooled teenager just stressed out, trying to pass her dual credit classes and raise money for college before I graduate high school. So I didn't mean this episode to sound like a downer recording and just me talking about a really bad life that I've had, because my life has been fine. I started this to encourage you to embrace your stories as it makes you unique. Not looking at it as my life's a joke or I'm a disappointing person, but that it gives you stories to tell and it teaches you lessons. So I would ask that you do your best to take the first step towards forgiveness for those who have hurt you so bad and work for your health, happiness, and growth in every way. I want this podcast to be more than just some crazy people ranting about their problems. I want to share the light Christ has cast on my life and the encouragement through friends and mentors he has given me. I also want to invite others to share their stories and testimonies, Christian or otherwise, and inform and encourage you regarding mental, emotional, and spiritual health. I am still working on myself a lot, and I still struggle with many things, but I'm on my way to acceptance and forgiveness for the people who have hurt me so, and I want you all to know the same is just as possible for you too. No matter what you have experienced, who has hurt you, what they have said or done to you, your brokenness is welcome here, as Jordan Lee Dooley says. Let that sink in a little bit. Your brokenness is welcome here. And remember, you are wanted, you are needed here, you are loved, treasured, accepted, and you are absolutely beautiful just the way that you are. Until next time. Once again, thank you for listening to today's podcast. And if you have any comments or topics that you'd like me to discuss or questions, I ask that you would email me at my business Gmail account, which is Katie, K-A-T-Y, E, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, and then an extra R, @gmail.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.